ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 1, entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. Text number 11. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Nibodhatate Damritam Bravimi மசூயித்தும் தேவ மர்காசிய பிரமேயம் வயம் பவஸ்தே தத ஏஷ மகர்ஷிர் வஹாம சர்வே விவசாய ஸ்யாதிஷ்டம் நிபோதததேதம்ருதம் ப்ரவீமி மசூயித்தும் தேவ மர்ஹஸ்ய பிரமேயம் வயம் பவஸ்தே தத ஏஷ மகர்ஷிர் வஹாம சர்வே விவசாய ஸ்யாதிஷ்டம் நிபோதததேதம்ருதம் ப்ரவீமி மசூயித்தும் தேவ மர்ஹஸ்ய பிரமேயம் வயம் பவஸ்தே தத ஏஷ மகர்ஷிர் வஹாம சர்வே விவசாய ஸ்யாதிஷ்டம் Matajis. Srila Prabhupada's translation on purport. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha The Supreme Person, Lord Brahma, said, Nibodha, kindly hear with attention. Tata, my dear son, idam, this, ritam, true. Bravimi, I am speaking. Ma, not. Asuyitum, to be jealous of. Devam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arhasi, you ought. Aprameyam, who is beyond our experimental knowledge. Vayam, we. Bhava, Lord Shiva. Te, your. Tata, Father. Esha, this. Maharshi, Narada. Bahama, carry out. Sarve, all. Vivasha, unable to deviate. Yasya, of whom. Dishtam, the order. Lord Brahma, the Supreme Person within this universe, said, my dear Priyavrata, kindly hear attentively what I shall say to you. Do not be jealous of the Supreme Lord, who is beyond our experimental measurements. All of us, including Lord Shiva, your father, and the great sage Maharshi Narada, must carry out the order of the Supreme. We cannot deviate from his order. If you like to repeat, Lord Brahma, the Supreme Person within this universe, said, my dear Priyavrata, kindly hear attentively what I shall say to you. Do not be jealous of the Supreme Lord, who is beyond our experimental measurements. All of us, including Lord Shiva, your father, and the great sage Maharshi Narada, must carry out the order of the Supreme. We cannot deviate from his order. Purport. Of the 12 great authorities in devotional service, 4, Lord Brahma himself, his son Narada, Svayambhuva Manu, and Lord Shiva were present before Priyavrata. They were accompanied by many other authoritative sages. Brahma first wanted to impress upon Priyavrata that although these great personalities are all authorities, they cannot possibly disobey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described in this verse as Deva, which means always glorious. The power, glory and potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never be diminished. In the Ishopanishad, the Lord is described as Apapa Vitta, which indicates that he is never affected by anything materially considered sinful. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as being so powerful that nothing we might consider abominable can affect him. An example sometimes given to explain the position of the Supreme Lord is that of the sun, which evaporates urine from the earth, but is never affected by contamination. The Supreme Lord can never be accused of doing anything wrong. When Lord Brahma went to induce Vrijabhrata to accept the responsibility for ruling the universe, he did not go whimsically. He was following the dictations of the Supreme Lord. Indeed, Brahma and other genuine authorities never do anything without his permission. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Tenne Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye. The Lord dictated Vedic knowledge to Brahma through his heart. The more a living entity is purified by devotional service, the more he comes in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Bhagavad Gita 10.10. Lord Brahma, therefore, had not come to Priyavrata by his own whims. Rather, it is understood that he had been ordered to persuade Priyavrata by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities cannot be understood by material senses, and who is therefore described herein as Aprameya. Thus, Lord Brahma first advised Priyavrata to hear his words with attention and without envy. Why one is induced to perform certain acts despite his desire to do something else is indicated herein. One cannot disobey the orders of the Supreme Lord. Even if one is as powerful as Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Manu, or the great sage Narada, all these authorities are certainly very powerful, but they do not have the power to disobey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Lord Brahma had come to Priyavrata in accordance with the orders of the Supreme Lord, he first wanted to dispel any suspicions that he might be acting as Priyavrata's enemy. Lord Brahma was following the orders of the Supreme Lord, and therefore it will be worthwhile for Priyavrata to accept Lord Brahma's order as the Lord desires. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Nibodha Tatedam Ritam Bravimi Masujitum Deva Mahasya Prameyam Vayam Bhavaste Tataesha Maharshir Vahama Sarve Vivashaya Siadishtam. Lord Brahma, the Supreme Person within this universe, said, My dear Priyavrata, kindly hear attentively what I shall say to you. Do not be jealous of the Supreme Lord, who is beyond our experimental measurements. All of us, including Lord Shiva, your father and the great sage Maharshi Narada must carry out the order of the Supreme. We cannot deviate from his order. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Adeshatarine Vanchakalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindupyayevacha Patitanam Pavanepio Vaishnavepio Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today's topic, the topic I would like to discuss, Krishna permitting, is obedience. The principle of obedience is very important in the process of devotional service, because unless we are obedient, we cannot be faithful. Obedience and faithfulness go together. And without being faithful, we cannot develop love of Godhead, which is what we all have come to pray for here at Sri Vrindavan Dham. Whether those of you who are Brajavasis, who are living here constantly for many years, or those of us who come for a very short period of time, to all of us are praying for love of Godhead in whatever, according to who we are, to whatever desires we have. So in order to achieve this precious supreme goal of life, Prema Pumarto Mahan, pure love of Godhead, we need to be obedient. And we find this in this Bhagavatam Lila. It is Lila because the Lord is making it happen. Maharaj Priyavrata is a Mahatma. Mahatmanastu Mamparta, Devim Prakriti Mashritaha. The Mahatmas are under the shelter of the internal energy of the Lord, Srimati Radharani. So therefore, whatever Maharaj Priyavrata will do is due to the inspiration of the Lord. And also, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, whatever Lord Brahma described here as Bhagavan is a name usually reserved to Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna or Vishnu Tattva, his Vishnu Tattva expansions. It's reserved to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But also sometimes personalities who are not Vishnu Tattva, such as in this case Brahma, his Jiva Tattva, according to Srila Jiva Goswami's analysis in his Sandarbha commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is therefore because Brahma is acting as the servant of the Lord, the Saguna Avatara, a qualitative incarnation of the Lord, very powerful to rule the universe and to rule the mode of passion. Therefore, he is described here as Bhagavan, because he is representing the Lord. In Srila Prabhupada's translations, it's very telling that Prabhupada translates Lord Brahma, the supreme person within this universe. So Prabhupada is qualifying the term Bhagavan. He's Bhagavan, he's representing the Lord. In that sense, there is no difference between him and the Lord. He's the servant of the Lord. He is the head of our Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya. But still, he is the supreme person within this universe. He is not God. He is a servant of God. So Srila Prabhupada explains here that Brahma was inspired to act because the Lord guided him from within. Tenne Brahma Ridaya Adi Kavaye. The Lord, in the beginning of creation, instructed Lord Brahma from within the heart. But he didn't do that only in the beginning of creation. He's actually doing that constantly. Lord Brahma is connected, plugged in all the time. He's able only when the Lord desires for Lila or to teach a particular lesson, like in Brahma Vimohana Lila, when the Lord desires to bewilder him, he does so. But generally, Brahma is described in Nectar of Devotion by Srila Prabhupada. He has the quality of the Lord omniscient. He knows what each and every one of us is thinking at this very moment. He's very powerful. Therefore, he's referred here to as Bhagavan. So, Brahma came to convince, we could look at the situation, for those of you who were not here in previous Bhagavatam lectures or who are not familiar with this section, what's happening is that Maharaj Priyavrata has been practicing austerities in Gandhamadana Hill. And Sri Narada Muni, his spiritual master, is instructing him in pure devotional service. And Priyavrata, although he's the son, the eldest son of Maharaj of Svayambhuva Manu, who is ruling the universe, and he is entitled to become the next king, the successor of Manu, and it is actually the time for Manu to retire. Manu is getting old. Like sometimes now we have in ISKCON, we have many of the managers are getting old, right? 60, 60 plus. Like for example, I serve in Europe and I spend time in Radhadesh, in Bhaktivedanta College. We have a college there. And His Grace Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu has been the temple president there for 27 years. 27 years. That's something. And now he's 63, 64. And this year, he passed the, in Europe we say, pass the baton, we say, like when the runners, they run and they pass the baton to the next runner. They're tired. So, he passed the baton to another Prabhu, Manohar Prabhu, who was the vice president. Now he became the temple president. And he said they were pushing him, continue a little more. We're very comfortable with your management, with your under your protection, your ruling. But he said, no, it's time to move on. He's still a GBC member. But he said, okay, at least move on from temple president. And he will have to move on from GVC post also. Each one of us will have to move on from whatever positions we have. We have to move on and give the baton to the next generation. Empower the younger generation. This is what Srila Prabhupada did since the very beginning. Empower the youth to take responsibility to spread Krishna consciousness. First, of course, to practice Krishna consciousness and then to spread Krishna consciousness, as Srila Prabhupada said, in every town and village of the world. And this is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. to spread the Vrindavan consciousness, to bring it all over the world. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada came from Vrindavan, and even though Srila Prabhupada stated, Vrindavan is my home, we are here at the shelter at the Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir, specifically, is Srila Prabhupada's home. Yet, Srila Prabhupada traveled from Vrindavan all over the world 14 times to bring Vrindavan consciousness to everyone. And it is by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that now so many people from all over the world are coming here to Vrindavan. So going back to the central topic, obedience. What's happening is that Maharaj Priyavrata is being instructed by Narada Muni in devotional service, and he doesn't want to take the post of Svayambhuva Manu. Svayambhuva Manu wants to give him the baton, and he's saying, sorry, I don't want to get entangled. I want to hear and chant about Krishna. I can preach, but don't give me management. It is a headache, isn't it? That's many times we don't want any management. They come with a position, please take this position, whatever. DP, regional secretary, according to each one, department head, don't give me management, some of us may say. And Priyavrata was saying the same. But then, actually, there is a whole committee coming to talk to him. And this is a very serious committee. It is Lord Brahma has come, so it's the highest authorities in the universe, more than the chairman of the GVC, has come, and he's coming with all the great sages of the universe. And they are going to talk to Priyavrata, and they are not coming, as Srila Prabhupada explains, it is not a political move. We could say, when somebody comes to talk to us, sometimes we may think, oh, he has some vested interest. There are politics. He wants to make me do this thing or that thing, isn't it? Sometimes, what is his interest? What does he wants to get from me? So, Brahma came because the Lord gave him the order to do so. So it was not, as Srila Prabhupada points out, Brahma's whim, or just because Svayambhuva Manu is a friend of Brahma and he gave him a call, call him on the mobile phone, right? Of course, doesn't need that. Brahma is omniscient, so he could know what was happening. He knew what was going on. But was not that Svayambhuva Manu is the son of Brahma, so went to him and told to him, look, my son doesn't want to take the position he's meant to take. This is a big problem for the universe. Please do something about it. Was not exactly like that, but actually Brahma was inspired by the Lord from within. Of course, some talks may have happened also, why not? Talks happen, and as Srila Prabhupada writes in his purpose many times, nor a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even if there are some talks, the talks are occurring under the influence of the Supreme Lord. So it is not by chance that there is any social pressure that we may feel. So they came to ask Priyavrata to take the management. For Priyavrata to take the management basically meant to become the king, of course, and King Srila Prabhupada said, once a disciple came to Srila Prabhupada and told him, Srila Prabhupada, you are like a king. Because Srila Prabhupada, because of his aristocratic demeanor and expressions, so he said, oh, Prabhupada, you are like a king. And Prabhupada in that occasion said, no, king no. Kings means queen. So similarly for Priyavrata, to take the rule of the universe to become the king will means to become married. And he didn't like that idea. As some of you brahmacharis here in the temple or in your different temples, is if someone comes to ask you to get married, you may get upset. You are offensive, or you come to tell me this. Some of you may think like that, and may get a bit. I'm focused on devotional service. How you can say that I need to get married? I don't need to. I can surrender 100% to the Lord. Something like that. There may be different ideas in our minds, and then we may see the person who comes to talk to us, asking us to take management or to change our ashram. We may think that that person is our enemy, isn't it? So therefore, Srila Prabhupada here is saying that Maharaj Priyavrata shouldn't think that Brahma was his enemy. And Brahma could anticipate the mentality of Maharaj Priyavrata. What could, just in case, this could come in his mind. That, oh, here my father is making politics and he's going to my grandfather, my Param Guru. Narada Muni is his guru, Brahma is Param Guru. So he's putting pressure on me. This is politics. So he may feel some envy or resentment towards Brahma. Therefore, Brahma says, please listen to this. Listen without envy. It is not my... I'm coming to speak to you. It's not my issue. It is the Lord's order. So please listen attentively. So we need to be open to the orders of the Lord. What does the Lord want from us? This is a question we can ask again and again. Meaning we should be open to serve the Lord. What does the Lord want from me? So the principle of obedience is there. And I selected some quotes from Srila Prabhupada's letters and writings. I thought to share with you about obedience, because when I read the topic, this principle of obedience reminds me of a quote one of the Srila Prabhupada was fond of using some sayings and proverbs in his preaching. Different sayings. Traditional sayings from some from India, from the Chanakya slokas, he will use them to spice the lectures, or sometimes sayings from he learned maybe in the school from his teachers in the Scottish churches, from the British he learned some of these sayings, like he was quoting the poet Cowper saying that God is in the countryside. The city is made by man, by the human being. The countryside is made by God. Therefore, we should live in the countryside because it becomes easier to remember God. We should live in the forest, vana. And of course, we should live in Vrindavana, in Vrindavan, in the forest of Vrindadevi, where it is easier to remember Krishna. It is the place where Shuddha Sattva pervades. Pure bhakti, pure consciousness, pure devotional service pervades in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and therefore we feel rejuvenated in our spiritual lives when we come to Sri Vrindavan Dham. So, Srila Prabhupada quotes a saying, I don't have his origin, but Prabhupada will sometimes refer to it, and he will say, what is it? And then quote this saying. Obedience is the first law of discipline. Maybe you like to repeat it. This is Prabhupada said it several times. Obedience is the first law of discipline. Obedience is the first law of discipline. And because it's very important, a third time, obedience is the first law of discipline. So let us see what Srila Prabhupada says about that. As early as 1966, in a lecture he gave in New York, 26 November, no, this is now 2016, 48 years ago, Prabhupada said that in the lecture. So long, we have been disobedient. Now we have to become obedient. That's all. Disobedience means that what is called obedience is the first law of discipline. So, as soon as the people of this world, so-called advanced world, they become obedient to God, then there will be discipline and there will be peace. There is no discipline now. They are not agreeable to follow any rules and regulations. Everyone is God. Everyone is dog. Everyone can do anything, whatever he likes. So there is no discipline. So bhakti, devotional service, means to undergo a disciplinary system of our life so that automatically we can revive our lost relationship with the Lord, God, and we become happy. So Srila Prabhupada refers to the discipline or the process followed by the student, the bhakti student, the sadhana bhakta, refers to that as discipline. Sometimes in the modern world, people don't like the term discipline, isn't it? Sometimes discipline sounds, you are going to get on my case. That's what the meaning, isn't it? Discipline, take disciplinary action. So you are getting in my case. But actually this disciple means to voluntarily take the position of following, letting someone else rule. The term shishya comes from the shashdhatu. It means to rule. Srila Prabhupada explains this. I'll read two more quotes on that. This is a letter Srila Prabhupada wrote to His Holiness Giriraj Swami in 1972 when Maharaj was a brahmachari. And Prabhupada writes, obedience is the first law of discipline. If there is no obedience, there cannot be any discipline. And if there is no discipline, you cannot manage anything. That is not possible. Therefore, this is very essential, that the students should be very disciplined. Disciple means one who follows discipline. This is disciple. Shishya. The Sanskrit word is also the same, shishya. I have several times explained. Shishya, it comes from the verb shash, shasane, ruling. So shishya means one who voluntarily accepts the ruling of the spiritual master. And a last quote, there are more, but to don't make it too long. So it seems this topic comes again and again. There is another quote in 1976, which I will not read for the sake of brevity, but just in case sometimes devotees say, okay, this Prabhupada said in the beginning, but he didn't say it later on. Then according to the logic of Srila Jiva Goswami, if it was said in the beginning but was not said at the end, then we don't need to, it may have changed. And that's something to be careful about. We should be very, very careful to interpret very easily the words of the spiritual master and particularly of the founder Acharya. Whatever he said it. That's there. But still in this case, in case somebody will give such an argument, in 1976 Prabhupada talked about the same. And also in the light of Bhagavad, Srila Prabhupada published the following. The Light of Bhagavad, as many of you know, is a book Srila Prabhupada published. I think he wanted to use it to preach in Japan in the beginning, even before starting officially the ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And some artists in Japan make very beautiful drawings. So the approach for the preaching in that book is very... talks directly about God, but it's presented in a very poetic, cultural way. A cultural presentation for their spiritualization of human society. So there is a section, and the Light of Bhagavad follows the Krishna book, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the description of autumn. And Srila Prabhupada makes many different comparisons to the age of Kali with regard to the phenomena that takes place in Vrindavan during the autumn and the rainy season. So there is a section where it is described how during the summer season everything becomes very, very dry here in Vrindavan externally. Internally not, but it becomes very, very difficult. Only very, very dedicated devotees are able to remain here in the Holy Dham during those months of the hot season, May, June, right? May, June, July. But then when the rainy season comes, it becomes a great relief. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada compares that to how the government should collect taxes from the citizens, like during the summer, the sun evaporates the water, collects the water, and then during the rainy season distributes the water profusely. So in that context, Prabhupada is writing this. Obedience is the first law of discipline. The people have become disobedient of the laws of God, and therefore neither rain nor wealth is equally distributed. A man who is ultimately disobedient cannot have any good qualifications. When disobedient leaders lead the disobedient people, the whole atmosphere of the administration becomes polluted and full of dangers, as when a blind man leads several other blind men. The state taxes, therefore, should be spent to build the character of the people in general. That will bring happiness to the citizens of the state. So this is a commentary to the second verse of the Light of Bhagavad. So this is a very broad topic, and some of you may think, okay, but why this, you are talking about obedience, this is very basic, this we know. This is all we know. And this is, maybe this is for the students, for the brahmacharis. We may think like that, isn't it? We may think, this is for the young people. The young people should be obedient. The old people, we know what's happening. But actually, it is for everyone. It is not just for the brahmachari. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains, the grihastha must be obedient in performing his duties, may have more social independence, quote, independence, but should be obedient to the instructions of the spiritual master. It has actually should be more obedient. It has more responsibility. And the vanaprastha and the sannyasi should be even more obedient. It has more responsibility, more so-called independence, quote. But it is not independence. It is whatever position we accept is meant to be done in obedience to the spiritual master and in obedience to the Guru Parampara. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, when he came to New York, he said that I never felt lonely. I always felt the presence of my spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So therefore, obedience is very important, and it goes at all levels. As soon as we become disobedient, it doesn't matter who we are, like Lord Brahma is explaining here, he's saying, even myself, described in the verse as Bhagavan, even Lord Shiva, all the great controllers of the universe, they are bound to be obedient to the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to the orders of his servants. And this is what we are meant for. We are meant to please the Lord, and to please the Lord actually means to please the devotees of the Lord. Because it is not possible to please the Lord without pleasing the devotees of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this regard, it is here ashram dharma is discussed. We don't have the time now to go into details, and there are many, many points here, but we wanted to focus on the principles of obedience. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this regard, and we pray like that, when we approach the Lord in worshiping the Sri Murti of the Lord or in offering our prayers, Naham Vipro Nachanarapatir, Napi Vaishona Shudro, Naham Varni Nachagrihapatir, Novanasto Yatirva, Kintu Prodian Nikila Paramananda Purnamrit Tapte, Kopi Bartur Padakamalayor, Dasa Dasa Nudasaha. I am not anything in Varnashram Dharma. I'm not Brahmana, I'm not Kshatriya, I'm not Vaishya, I'm not Shudra, I'm not Brahmachari, I'm not Grihastha, I'm not Vanaprastha, I'm not Sannyasi. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis. So this is actually our position, servants of the Lord. It's time to stop the discussion, but we can take, I think, a couple of questions, two or three comments or questions. The conclusion is that in order to develop love of Godhead, we are born to be good disciples. And even if we play the role, yare de katare kaha Krishna Upadesh, Amara Gaya Guru, Hanyatara Eidesh, by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at our own level, we play the role of preachers, of teachers of Krishna consciousness. That's Guru. Guru means to show the path of Krishna consciousness, show the path of devotional service to other souls, to be there with them, to support them. That's Guru. Even if we have whatever service we have, we should remember that we are meant to do it in service of the Lord, and especially in service of the devotees of the Lord. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If you like to ask questions or make comments, if it's possible to be disobedient, civil disobedience. Yeah, I mean, civil disobedience, Srila Prabhupada writes that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a pioneer, is the founder of the civil disobedience movement. Sometimes Mohandas Mahatma Gandhi is considered by the people in India as the founder of civil disobedience. But Srila Prabhupada says that actually, no, Lord Chaitanya did it much earlier. And he did it to spread the holy name of the Lord. He disobeyed the Muslim rulers. So yes, for a good cause, we can do civil disobedience for a good cause. So if the authorities deviate from service to God, then we can disobey. But only when there is a very clear disobedience from the part of the authorities. If the authority is disobedient, then we can disobey the disobedient authority. But we should be very careful in judging very lightly the authority, thinking that we know better. Generally, we should follow. But there was, for example, this historical case when the one devotee, there was one Grihastha couple who were the leaders of the temple in New York, and it seems that they were cooking meat in one of the apartments in the temple, in the rooms. And there was a big debate because some devotees said, we should be obedient to the authority. We shouldn't challenge the authority. And other devotees said, no, this is nonsense. They are breaking the principles here. They're not following Srila Prabhupada's teachings. We shouldn't tolerate this. We should do something about it. So when Srila Prabhupada was approached later on, he said that actually both of them were right. Those who followed because they considered they were honoring the position of authority and they were continuing with their services, waiting for the Lord to rectify the situation and praying to do something, they were right. And those who protested and who said, no, we are not going to follow this, we're going to go to higher authority, they were also right. And he actually commanded the second ones, that actually you did very well. You shouldn't tolerate when activities against the principles of devotional service take place in temples or in our communities. So in that sense, if you were asking about civil disobedience in ISKCON, Prabhupada says generally not. But in extreme cases, we can respectfully be assertive in expressing our points. The principle should be the principle of respect. So the senior should always be honored, should be respected. Every Vaishnava should be honored. What to speak of those who are senior to us? Two more points. I was given permission to go a bit longer, so I'm taking the liberty, so I hope you don't mind. Okay, one and two. Yeah, here when the question is how to understand that Priyavrata could be envious. Yeah, he was not envious. He was a very submissive devotee, but the Lord Brahma warned him that please listen without envy, because what I'm speaking is the order of the Lord. So if I'm asking you to take up the management, and I'm asking you to get married, to stop being a celibate monk and be married, this is not, don't take it personally. This is the order of the Lord. And therefore take it thinking it's the Lord's wish. Although generally we praise, we clap when somebody chooses to renounce a family, friends, in the material sphere, to dedicate exclusively to serving the Lord in a temple or in the holy dam, this is generally encouraged. It's very very good. It's commended. But in this case, what's the order of the Lord? As it was in the case of Arjuna to fight. He didn't like to fight his elders, but the Lord told him, you fight Bhishma, you fight Drona. So when it is clear that it's the order of the Lord, then we should take it. It's the order of the Lord. We shouldn't resist. Of course, the order of the Lord implies to follow what Shastra says. It's Sadachari is included in the order of the Lord. That's the principle. So when Brahma tells Priyavrata not to be envious of the Lord, it means to accept the instruction he's going to receive on his head, even if he doesn't, from the personal point of view, he didn't like it. That's the idea. Last one. To the rules of the government? Lord Chaitanya, when somebody disobeyed the government, this is the case. What was the name of this devotee? Gopinath Patanayaka? Was Gopinath Patanayaka? Who cheated, did some cheating with money in the government. He took some money. And then they came, the devotees came to ask the Lord to intervene. And the Lord didn't like that. He said, he's cheating. Why do you come now to ask me to solve the problem you have created? He's cheating the government. And now I should intervene? So this indicates how Lord Chaitanya wanted that we follow the rules of the government. Of course, every place there is a culture in each place, and what is correct in one place may be wrong in another, but generally speaking, Prabhupada said, we should do things properly in a legal way. so that our preaching work will not be obstacle, we will not meet obstacles in our preaching work. So that idea is there. Also, we find in the Bible, Jesus Christ says, when the Pharisees came to speak to him and to ask about paying the taxes to the Caesar, to the emperor, because they were talking about him as the king of the Jewish. So they wanted to put him into trouble. If he says he's the king of the Jewish, he's against the emperor, and talks against the emperor, then we will complain to the emperor and then they will punish him. And then what did Lord Jesus reply? Give the Caesar what belongs to the Caesar and give God what belongs to God. So every authority is actually Krishna's representative. Whoever has a position of authority in the devotee community or in the world, in mainstream society, even if ruled by people who are disobedient to God, they have received such positions because the Lord has given them. And we should honor that the Lord has given them those positions. In this way, we can act in life without committing offenses to other peoples by offering respect to the Lord through each and every living entity according to the positions the Lord has given to them. So we can do it in different dimensions, in the social dimension, in the spiritual dimension, in the devotional dimension, which is the culmination of obedience. The culmination of obedience is to do whatever Krishna says, because this is what Krishna pleases him the most. And even if it doesn't please to me, then I do it. This is the idea. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveta Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.